One of the rites of passage my father never taught me was how to wear a dhoti. That's the unstitched cloth, about 15 feet long, that Indian men traditionally wear wrapped around their waist and legs, and then knotted at the waist. I have seen men in dhotis pulling a rickshaw, working the fields. I have seen men at family weddings and funerals, their dhotis pleated beautifully. I've wished I could wear it, carry off its folds with panache. But I was always afraid it would unravel around me and I would be left dhoti-less on the street. What I never thought is I would not be able to walk into a fancy mall in the heart of Kolkata in a dhoti. But that's what happened to Indian-American professor and filmmaker Ashish Avikuntak. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Avikuntak is a professor at the University of Rhode Island. He has been wearing a dhoti and a long kurta jacket as a political statement for the past 26 years. He has studied at Stanford University and taught at Yale and says he has never been differentiated against on the basis of his clothes. But in the motherland of the dhoti, it was a different matter. A security guard at a high-end mall in Kolkata stopped him. They were not sure if he was dressed appropriately. When he argued in English with a manager at the mall, he was allowed in. That encounter was captured on a phone by a friend and a Facebook post went viral.
I just want to ask you, I'm not really...
So you're trying to say that people wearing dhotis and lungis are not allowed in malls?
Later, a manager at the mall told NDTV News that there was no dress code, whether for the dhoti or the wraparound lungis. The guards are there to watch out for security threats, things that appear not normal.
Security guard applies sometimes judgment that if there is something he finds that he cannot decide, he calls his boss. That has nothing to do with ethnicity, nothing to do with the dress code.
But it's not just this one mall. Some of Kolkata's old colonial clubs still require a jacket and tie in Kolkata winters, but won't allow some Indian clothes like a kurta with a pajama with slippers. An old Chinese restaurant refused to allow in an artist in a designer lungi in Kolkata. Sometimes it seems 70 years after independence, India is just unable to shake off its suited and booted colonial hangover. Every time it happens, it causes social media outrage and calls for boycotts. But it's really not about the clothes, insensitive guards, or even colonized minds. The clothes are code. These malls and restaurants do not care about clothes. They care about the class of people they want to allow in to their establishment. And here's the uncomfortable truth. So do we. We might think we are upset that a mall is barring people because they're wearing a dhoti or a lungi. But if we are truly honest, we would have to admit that the real reason we are upset is that the mall is barring people like us who happen to be wearing a dhoti or a kurta or a lungi. Clothes do not make the man here. Class does. But how do you create a checklist for class? Clothes are one marker, but as we have seen, an unreliable one. It just so happens more poor people, people from the lower classes, rural people, the ones they don't want in fancy malls with Prada and Gucci stores, are the ones in dhotis and lungis. But it's not a foolproof marker, and an Ashish Avikuntak proves it. Western establishments often have signs that say, no shoes, no shirt, no service, and we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. It's just that in India, the dividing line of class is more nakedly on display. The class divide is the backbone of Indian society. It keeps everything in place, and more importantly, lets everyone know their place. The fear is, if a class war really erupts in India between people like us and the teeming millions not like us, whether in dhoti, kurta, lungi, or even pant shirt, would the carefully maintained class line not just snap like a clothesline? The manager at these restaurants and malls might be classist, elitist, and snobbish, but in the end, they only reflect the nervous classism, elitism, and snobbery of the clientele.
Yo! It's Mayara the Band with a strict dirty bulletin.
If you know your dirty shot, if you know your dirty shot, don't be afraid, son.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.